The following is a talk given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami September 11, 1986 at Murari Sevak Farm in Mulberry, Tennessee.
Permanent staff here, I think you all know, but I'd like to take the opportunity to just mention that I, of course, stay most of the time in India, and I visit here about 2-3, maximum 4 times in a year. But actually, the full-time the temple president here is Parampara Das Adhikari, who is working very hard to see that this spiritual community develops. Actually, sometimes there's some confusion or not a clear idea what is actually the plan or program here in this project. That is this going to be an ashram or what is this? You see, according to the Vedas, there's 4 ashrams: Brahmachari ashram, Grihastha ashram, Vanaprastha ashram, and Sannyas ashram. Chatur Varnam, Chatur ashram. So, as a community, they are trying to show the simple Brahminical type of Grihastha ashram. They also have a small Brahmachari ashram here. In the future, there may be Vanaprasthas as well as Sannyasis here. But the basic for the country ashram, particularly, this is set up so that the Grihasthas, they can come and the Vanaprasthas can come and take shelter, as well as the Brahmacharis who are able to live in this simple type of setting. So some of the Grihasthas have jobs outside, either driving trucks or working outside part-time or full-time. But some are full-time working here doing the puja, doing the agriculture. Basic idea is that we want that the farm should be self-sufficient for its own maintenance, that the puja and other things, at least the basic maintenance of the devotees and upkeep, should be self-sufficient. This is our goal. But of course, and that type of program, it's not, as you know, most of the farms in America today, they're selling out because it's not a high profit program. Although if one is very frugal, if they live very simply, if they work very hard, then you can live comfortably in a spiritual setting. But to develop further and have a facility for people to come to, a facility where people can worship and get away from the kind of over-materialistic city setting and get to the more sattvic, good setting of the country. For that, of course, we're looking for making some different kind of program, because that would be difficult to arrange simply by growing wheat and apples and so on. But that, of course, we're looking for some support from the different devotees. Especially, we're very grateful for our life members and other devotees that help, because by their help, these programs are able to go on and expand. And we have another program that, in addition to the help that people give by being life members and donation, we're also hoping that the people, that the life members and the devotees will take up the chanting of Hare Krishna and the spiritual life in their own homes in a serious way. Of course, many already are. But at least if a little time is given every day, this is like putting money in a fixed deposit. This is better than Swiss bank account, because this will keep your spiritual asset eternally on your credit. Krishna has a little book and he writes down Every time anyone chants Hare Krishna, every time something is happening, that credit is automatically given. Actually, as Atma Tattva, I wasn't able to hear all of the lecture, but I hear a part, as he was expressing that this process is a universal process. And actually, everyone can benefit. If even the Western people who don't have this culture from their birth, by chanting Hare Krishna, by worshipping Krishna, worshipping Chaitanya, by following these various agamas and samskaras, they are getting a mental peace, they are getting a spiritual upliftment. What to speak of those who have got the advantage of having been born into this culture, who have got the traditional benefit of hearing about Krishna from their birth, hearing about the Bhagavad Gita. For them it will be very easy to make quick progress if they are just a little careful to spend some time every day. We recommend even half hour a day if chanting of Hare Krishna is performed, that this will help one to advance very quickly. Although as a minimum, even if one time in a day a person chants a mala of Hare Krishna, which only takes about 8 minutes, starting from one bead, going Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And then each bead you go chant one time the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and then you go until you reach this end. Then you turn around, you don't go over that, then again you go. So that one time around, even if that one time around is done, it only takes 8 minutes. Who doesn't have 8 minutes in a day? It's very hard to find anyone that can spare at least 8 minutes or 10 minutes in a day. And in a half an hour one could chant four of these. That could be any time, morning 15 minutes, night 15, or while driving to the work, one can go on chanting. Just fill up the spare moments and start the day with a little bit of chanting, and you'll see that the whole life takes on a different perspective, that you actually enjoy the protection of Krishna in the day-to-day life. Just as we are putting this temple on the base of Krishna, we should put our life with Krishna as the base. If we do that, then the whole life is on the most solid foundation. Actually, Prabhupada, he said that he wanted to unify the American and Indian cultures. He said that American technology, American material advancement has made America a very strong country, strongest country you can say. On the other hand, the Indian philosophy, Indian culture has given India a great vision, a spiritual vision. But today, due to foreign rule or whatever, India is economically less developed than, say, America. He wanted to combine the two. He described it as Andhapanga philosophy. That if you take a blind man and you have a lame man, so there's one blind man, he's very strong, but he cannot see. And you have a lame man, he's has very good eyes, but he's crippled, so he cannot walk well. So you put the lame man on the shoulder of the blind man, the two together, they can go well. So Prabhupada said the world is like that. America right now is very strong economically, but spiritually they're not having any wisdom. But India culture, India philosophy has got the wisdom, but economically they're not so developed at this point in time. So the two need to be combined. Economic development and Indian philosophy and culture. With the two combined together, then you can have a perfect world. Otherwise, simply the material advancement without spiritual purpose, it becomes an empty life, which so many people are complaining about in the West. That what are we living for? What is the direction? What is the future? When I travel in South America, everyone asks me that, what is the solution for the atom nuclear war? From India, what message have you brought? What is the message for our country? How can we stop this catastrophe from happening? What is the solution? So the basic solution we are experiencing today is the whole society needs to be built up, just as America said, in God we trust. It actually needs to be built up on that trust in Bhagavan through real knowledge and real practice. Not just a sentiment, but in practical terms. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he revealed that the most practical means of doing that in this age is to chant the names of God. Now, we recommend the names of Krishna, like the Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Maha Mantra. But Prabhupada was very universal in his outlook. Our founder Acharya told that if you have a faith in another name of God, you can chant that name. But you must chant the name of God in this age if you want to achieve sure success. So, that's why while we're doing all these yagyas, we'll have a very soft kirtan going on constantly for just having the special blessings of the holy name. All of the actual ceremonies are contained within the holy name. Someone may even ask, when the holy name has everything, why do all these ceremonies? But Prabhupada also wanted us to know and to preserve this Vedic tradition, this culture. And these ceremonies also have a purifying effect. But because in this age, the Harinam is especially recommended, we always continually chant the Harinam to make sure that in case there happens to be any fault, that the Harinam will purify that and make it correct. Like that in our life, whatever we're doing, if we try to add this process of chanting the holy name, you'll find that the life itself becomes free from material faults gradually, and you'll become very happy. So this is our request, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. And we thank all of you for coming here to this temple. We hope that very quickly we'll be able to see the temple completed and the Radha Krishna Murari. This is a Murari Sevak, so we need to have Murari deity here installed so that all the devotees in the area around here can come here and worship Lord Murari.